This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 20th. God's word to you today is His will, not yours. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 26, verse 39, and it says, He went on a little further and bowed his face to the ground, praying, Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine. The Bible tells us again, according to Matthew 26, verses 42 and 44, that Jesus left them a second time and prayed, My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done. So he went to pray a third time, saying the same things again. After I read this, I remember thinking that if Jesus really wanted the will of God to be done, why was he praying instead of just doing it? But I realized that it was tough for him. The point is this. You may be at a place where doing God's will is difficult. It is okay. It does not mean you're a bad person or that something is wrong with you. Jesus also got to the place where doing the will of the Father was difficult. This same Jesus that was saying in John 6:38, For I will come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my will. In Luke 9:22, he said, The Son of Man must suffer many terrible things, he said. He will be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He will be killed, but on the third day, he will be raised from the dead. The Mark account of this same passage states that Jesus said to God, All things are possible with you. In other words, Jesus was asking for a shortcut, and this was Jesus. Do you feel like you need a shortcut from heaven? You are in good company. Do you feel like what you're going through is hard and you're pleading with God to do something to make it easier? You are in good company. The same Jesus that said to his disciples in John 4:34, Then Jesus explained, My nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. Struggled when the time came. If Jesus could struggle, Jesus understands your struggle, and he really does. So are you in a place where you can see your soul is crushed, or you are depressed, or you feel extremely troubled? Jesus himself said in Matthew 26, verse 38, He told them, My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. It is time to go to Gethsemane. Some of us really need to go to Gethsemane and just pray. Prayer is not bending God's will to get what you want. Prayer is actually aligning what we want with God's will. Jesus said to Peter, I could have prayed and commanded legions of angels to come. But Jesus said, I have to go to the cross. Heaven will not answer some prayers because the glory that comes from you going to the cross is far more important than your temporal victory. It is good to have those victories, but some victories God will not give you because of the greater victory that he wants to give you. Let us pray. Father, let your will and not mine be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.